BJ and Jamie.
Oh, here we go. Rock'em Sock'em Robots, man. The BJ Jamie Morning Show. Live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alos 1059, the Odyssey app is where you can find us. Absolutely free. And take us anywhere you go. Podcast, everything is going to be right there for you. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. Hello, Carson.
Good morning, PJ.
How you doing, Carson?
I'm good, actually.
I wish we had
some Rock'em Sock'em Robots here.
Yeah, we used to. Somebody stole them, I think.
Who jacked them?
Jamie bought some.
I do remember that.
Yeah, she bought a set of Rock'em Sock'em. Man, I used to love those things. I got to get Frog some.
Oh, he would love it.
Yeah, that's one of those toys. Hey, Jamie.
What?
Who stole your Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know why, but just out of my mouth this morning, the first thing I said, welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, your version of, radio version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
But we used to have some in here, didn't we?
I bought them.
I know you did. Yeah. I just told Carson that.
Yeah.
Jamie bought them for us, her and I, to Rock'em Sock'em.
So we could just, you know, get our aggression out.
Yeah.
And so, because I always love the sound of the, the head.
When the head goes up.
Yeah.
And somebody took them.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Everything gets stolen around
now
here.
Now in a bad mood.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't be. I have some, it's going to be hard to tell you.
What do you mean?
Oh, you got some compliments yesterday.
Well, let's stop the music. No. We need to take about an hour and a half and talk about this. Yeah, well, hang on. Let me turn down the music.
I'll tell you off air.
No, we're going to talk about it here. I don't get a lot of compliments, Jamie.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I forgot what they said.
All right. Tell me, what was it pertaining to?
You.
But me in what attribute of me, of self?
So it's a man. There's this man. His name is Garo, right? He owns Bud's Bar.
Garo?
Uh-huh. He owns Bud's Bar.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for whatever reason, he really likes
it. Is that the guy with the fancy house?
They showed you, yeah.
Yeah, you showed me the pictures yesterday.
Yeah, you want to be friends with him.
This guy lives a high life, man.
Well, he actually doesn't. That's his wife's house in Palm Springs.
Oh.
He's very, like, he wears overalls. Does he
ever go there?
No. He's really down. Because we used his real name, so let me just defend him for a second. That guy is the most down to earth. Like, his wife, it makes it, because she's fancy and he's not.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even drive like any kind of fancy. He has a pickup truck. He's like the Sam Walton of Sedalia.
Well, not only that, he has his marriage together because I need to buy my wife a house in Palm Springs.
She's got her own house.
Well, that's what
I need to send her to Palm Springs. Yeah. Right? It's worth it. That's the way I'm looking at it. You buy your wife a house in Palm Springs, really nice. She's going to want to spend some time there. You stay here.
Right? That's what happens. And by the way, that's what he was saying. He's like, I really relate to BJ. I really like him. Like, he doesn't want to ruffle his wife's feathers or anything. He just wants to be chill, like, happy wife, happy life. Just, and I was like, what? And he's like, I don't know. I just get him. Like, he's just easy. He's not easy.
I'm very easy.
You're not easy.
That's me.
You're difficult.
Spadell, am I easy?
Easy.
Easy.
He's not easy.
That is not the word to describe
you. Easy. I got to beat Garo.
Garo.
Oh, Garo. Yeah.
You know how I told you one thing people have is their name and you have to respect it? You still haven't learned that.
Yeah. I know, Jamie. It's a flaw.
Yeah, it's a big flaw.
It's a big flaw.
Very big. Well, now he doesn't like you.
I may have to jump over to Bud's.
I know, right?
Yeah, take maybe a little sit down. Have a little powwow.
Right?
Me and Garo.
With your people.
Yeah, my peeps.
Just whatever your wife wants is like how he lives. Like, whatever your wife wants to do.
I'll find out if his wife is lonely out in Palm Springs and send my wife out there with him. Use that house for her getaway.
Right? No.
Maybe that's what I do.
Are you ever going to go? I asked him, I said, are you going to ever go out there? And he's like, I don't really fit in out there.
Something I've seen.
Yeah, man, the pictures you showed me, though, I mean, that's a world of difference for Buds.
Well, right. I mean, the guy wears overalls all the time.
I like it.
Like, his wife is trying to get him to wear nicer clothes, right, to go out there.
Yeah.
And he's like, what if I get corduroy overalls?
Yes.
I'm like, no.
Carpet overalls.
That's what I told him. I said, humans don't wear carpet.
Guys that are like that, or women that are like that too, that have a lot of money, but you would never know
never
it.
Know.
You would never know it. That is so impressive
it
to
is,
me.
It is, right?
Because if I had a lot of money, you'd know it. I'd be that a-hole.
Right? But they always say like the people that are like kind of on the edge, you know, they try to show off more, but the people that like don't need to.
Yeah.
You know,
don't.
it's like George Maloof flying Southwest, right?
Yeah.
Like he flew us private on a jet, but he flies Southwest. I was like, what? He's like, it's just cheaper that way.
Yeah. I don't know if I could pull that off.
I know.
I really don't, because I think I'd be a flaunter.
Well, and not only that, but you know, Bob and Jamie are on a private jet, but you're on a Southwest flight in a line. That seems weird.
Yeah.
It's like, but I fly it. So he was flying from Vegas to LA so much that he's like, it's $49 each way. It's like, why would I spend $30,000 each way?
That's why he's rich.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, right.
That's why he's rich.
There's that.
All right, it's the beach age. What's it snowing?
Yeah, little flurries.
The flurries?
Yeah, I mean, not, you couldn't even barely see it. You have to look at the street light.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
And it's like one. It's like,
all right, just getting started. A couple of things this morning. Tate McRae, we have those tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 or so. But then there's a big concert announcement today at 8 o'clock.
Isn't BJ's just so great? I just really connect with him.
Yeah. By the way, on Textnet, if you want to compliment me too, all you got to do is just text in this morning, 51059.
You have a big I don't even know about this concert.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
I'm going to bring you in a one sheet.
None of us did.
What time are we announcing?
We just got an email a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we did?
Yeah.
Is it another concert they're not going to give me tickets to?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah, you're not going to get tickets.
Okay, cool.
The ticket days are over around here.
Like, I literally can't even get tickets to take my friends to Alice in Winterland.
That's crazy.
It's gotten tight.
And then the one concert I wanted to go to, right? Imagine Dragons. I wanted to go to. And then Mike is like, yeah, I'll get you backstage and everything. All of a sudden it comes up. They're like, we don't have any tickets.
Well, I will keep you up to date, Jamie, on when they go on sale.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So you can get in line.
Get in the queue.
So you can get in line and get your tickets. God. All right, we'll announce it coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. A lot on the way. Stand by. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059. BJ. Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Podcast there later today. It's free, too. I just looked at a story of a job that I would not want. The Zoo Lights open up this weekend.
Okay.
Zoo Lights. 3 million lights.
Wow.
They're bumping it up this year. 3 million. Where the hell do they store 3 million lights?
Right.
And how do you keep the strings from being tangled?
Oh.
That I can't even imagine that job. 3 million lights at Zoo Lights this
weekend.
Well,
how many does the gardens have? Remember, they do.
The botanical gardens?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't even imagine this. I thought maybe, you know, 500,000, maybe. It seems like a lot of lights to me, but 3 million lights. You're in charge of putting these up?
You know what I'm disappointed in? Last year, remember I bought those stick trees that had white lights on them?
Yeah.
And I bought like 20 of them. Way overdid it.
Oh, yeah.
But they looked beautiful, right? They're white sticks.
They are nice.
They're white birch trees, and then they have white lights on them, and they look so good. Well, now everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's like the new trend. Yep.
Yeah, you started the trend, didn't you?
Well, I didn't start it, but I think everybody saw how cool those things are. Not from me, but just from social media or whatever, like I did. And now it's like overdone.
Now, do you mean everybody in your neighborhood is doing it, or is it just
on
online?
Social
just seeing it a lot.
All over the place.
I will tell you, I love the white lights.
I do too.
I think they're just elegant looking.
They're clean.
You know?
Yep.
That comes from a very sensitive BJ this morning. I know elegance when I see it. Okay,
so tell me what happened. You had to leave early yesterday, and I never got an update about your inspection.
If anyone has ever had to get permits for, you know, a basement that you're refinishing or building a shed out back, getting permits is like pulling teeth if you do it on your own, okay? Some people have the contractors do it, but then some people do it on their own. I've been trying to do this. So yesterday.
Can I just tell you that my roofer, right?
Yeah.
It's at Jesse Roofs, by the way. He's really great. He just went out there, met the Douglas County inspector, and then they just signed right off on.
I wish I had my plumber and the permit person met at my house yesterday because it would be so much simpler. But for some reason, I can't seem to get that to happen.
Oh.
So the inspector comes yesterday for plumbing. Okay, I've got to have three inspections: one plumbing, electrical, and structure framing.
Okay,
so the plumbing guy comes out yesterday with his notepad.
And you're Jeffco, right?
Let me just tell you, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just show you how it was. And he's an older guy, got his Carhartt jacket on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, got his Timberland boots on.
He's ready.
Blue jeans, you know, going down into my. Didn't say a word. I knew I was in trouble. When a guy doesn't talk to you, you're in trouble.
Did you try to be funny?
Yeah, I tried to. Well, I didn't try to be funny. I tried to be his buddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they're like, oh, God, this guy.
I wasn't telling pull my finger jokes or anything. Okay. But I was trying to be his buddy. Hey, man, how you doing? Hope you having a good day today. How many stops you got today? You know, just asking
questions. You were trying
questions.
To smooth.
Yeah. And he's like, in his head,
buddy
he's like,
up. I was trying to buddy up to get a clean inspection, right? Boy, he wasn't going for it at all. No. So he got his little note. And he had a fancy notepad. He had one of those that's metal that opens up.
Oh.
Got all of his pens lined up
very
in there.
Official.
Wait, he doesn't have just an iPad? He had an old fashioned.
He's old school.
Metal one.
Oh, yeah. Where you get the yellow copy underneath. He's got his copy. I got my copy.
Right.
He signs off on it. Give me the exact time, looking at his watch. I mean, it was just, I mean, to the book, okay?
Wow.
He finds three problems.
Oh, no. And plumbing?
Yeah, and plumbing.
What were they?
Yeah. Well, we need a Husky band around one of the pipes. I guess the guy that I use, he put just a, you know, some type of metal band. But I got to have Husky.
Oh,
he said, you
got to
have Husky. Then there was some AVV or AAV box or something that was missing.
Oh, the AAVV box. Yeah, that's my favorite.
With that, it was missing, Jamie. And then there was another pipe that led down the wall to another pipe, but it wasn't connected. He goes, where's this going? I said, I don't know. That was my answer, Shabadil. I don't know. Well, what do you mean? He goes, it's got to be connected to something.
Oh.
I said, huh.
Probably got a point on that.
He goes, well, that's another check mark right there. So you got three problems here, pal.
Oh, wow.
You got three problems. Here's your copy. And he left.
And that was it?
That was it. That was it.
And
so
what about
I failed.
The electrician?
So he shows up at 10:13 and leaves a placard on my door because I show up at 10:20. And clearly, I had told him that I won't be home till at least 10:30. Even the plumber had that on his notes. He won't be home till 10:30. He showed it to me. And the electrician,
he did that on purpose. He saw that you weren't going to be home until 10:30. He's like, I'm going to go by at 10:13 so I don't have to do this crap.
Hold my beer.
So frustrating. I swear. I rushed out of here yesterday. And the plumbing guy didn't show up till like 1 o'clock.
Oh, God.
So I sat there for 3 hours, and you can't nap.
Right.
Because you might miss them,
They can come at any moment.
Yeah.
So I opened my front door and put my dogs right at the front door because I know they'll bark.
Yeah.
In case I need an alarm.
Yeah.
So, and it worked I was dozing off when he showed up and my dog's I'm like, whoa, somebody's here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So we have a restaurant that has bought the other side of their restaurant, and it's been there for, they bought the other side like 6 months ago, and I went in the other day, and I was like, when are you going to open? And they're like, it's completely finished, because it's been 6 months that they had it finished, and they can't get two permits.
Oh, my.
And so they're paying rent on it, and they can't open
it,
the other side.
And they can't even use it.
They can't open the other side. I don't know what I didn't ask.
I will tell you, with the permit office, and first of all, they were extremely nice.
Yeah.
Okay. They apologized for the guy showing up.
You already said bad things about him.
Trying to backtrack.
That was Jeffco, right?
Yeah. Permit number. And I will tell you, they're very punctual as far as not on the
Look
time.
Watch him do this.
I know. He's trying to navigate that.
But you called, and they literally could do next day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't have to wait. You don't at least have to wait, you know, 2-3 weeks, but it might take 2 or 3 weeks before you pass the inspection.
Oh, well.
Man, I tell you, it's been a pain.
At least you're not paying rent on a restaurant that you can't open up.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, it could be worse. So.
You're exactly right. It could be worse.
I feel like the Dugco people are real super cool. They just come out there and sign off, and they're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Those Jeffco people are asshats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played right into that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you just agreed. I felt like he didn't have to write me up on the box missing. He didn't have to write me up on the Husky.
He did. He's doing his job. Safety. Never takes a vacation.
But I do understand the pipe that goes to nowhere.
That's a little concerning.
I kind of had questions about that when I called the plumber. I'm like, hey, buddy, I got three things here. What I really have a concern with. Right? We have a pipe that goes to nothing. He goes, where?
Oh, no.
I get nothing. It goes to nowhere. It doesn't connect to anything. He goes, huh. Can you send me a picture of that?
And did you?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Yeah, I never heard from him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, God.
Oh, that's
not good.
Yeah. So I don't know where that goes from here.
So thank God for the inspector, really.
Hey, the pipe to nowhere.
Yeah, right?
What the hell is this all about? Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a big, big, big concert announcement, 8 o'clock this morning. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, we can all breathe easier.
What's that?
Beyonce was not paid a dime to show up at Kamala's appearance.
Oh, really?
Yes. That makes me feel better because I was like, dude, you blew through your money because she was there for like 3 minutes and didn't sing.
No kidding.
And if you paid $10 million, that's some bad accounting.
Yeah. You know?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So Beyonce's mom, Tina, said that she did not get a dime at all. In fact, she actually paid for her own flight for her and her team and her glam squad, and they didn't pay a dime.
Man, speaking of which, I mean, they blew through $1.5 billion with that campaign. And now $20 million in debt.
Well, no, I guess they already made it up. They got
how did they make it up?
Because she was they got contributions afterwards. I guess it's paid off now.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's what I read. That's good.
Yeah, so
I heard she was going to fight Jake Paul.
Do you?
To get that $20 million.
I mean, you might as well, right? No, if you get $20 million to dance around, I'm in.
I'm serious, guys. I heard that.
Really?
Kamala, take it on Jake Paul.
I mean, what I saw, she could. I mean, it's fine.
Exactly. No one's going to get hurt.
Exactly. That's fine. All right, I'm excited about this. You know, sometimes just when I get a chance, I'm not like a huge fan, but I do enjoy it. When I get a chance, I'll see The Voice. And I guess last night, I think it was, now I can't remember his name. Snoop Dogg again cried.
He did.
Again.
Oh, I don't like it.
He's so sensitive.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Because he's street, man. He's got cred.
Yeah, well.
Cred doesn't cry.
Yeah,
you've never seen that
gangster
slogan? Yeah, you can't cry and have cred.
He's not street anymore. He's with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, you can't be street when you're rolling with Martha.
Yeah, right? I mean, those gang days are over when you're hanging out with Martha. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, he had cried like a week before. This is Snoop Dogg on The Voice. And that's because this kid was singing about his dad or whatever he lost. And then, like he didn't lose him. Like, where's my dad? You know, he passed away. Somebody said, you can't say lost, because then that sounds like you can find him. I'm like, sorry. That's always in my head now.
No kidding.
Yeah. My friend who had parents pass away. I say lost. I lost my dad or I lost my mom. He's like, don't say that. It's like they ran away.
I guess I've never thought of it like that.
Well,
it's like, that's kind of funny. So it's always in the back of my head. I stumble on it when I say it now. I'm like, passed away. Anyway, and then last night, I guess he cried because he couldn't figure out who he wanted to pick.
Yeah, that confused?
So,
and it made him cry?
Well, it is hard.
Wouldn't cry.
I would.
Because you can't figure out who to pick.
If I had to send somebody home, I might cry.
I mean, it's literally, you have their future in your hands.
I mean, you really do.
You'd cry.
Oh, yeah.
I think you might even cry.
I don't cry.
Knowing that you could destroy somebody.
No.
You cried at Marley and Me.
That's a whole different ballgame.
And Michael Jackson's funeral.
Was that not?
Yeah, don't even forget about that.
The child molester's funeral you cried at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't defend the Michael Jackson one, but Marley and Me, if you don't cry at that, you're a monster.
Yeah, you're a monster. You are.
I never saw it.
You are. There's a big difference between Marley and Me and The Voice.
There really is.
Have you ever seen The Voice?
No.
Exactly. No. All right. Well, anyway, tonight I'm kind of excited about it because MGK will join Gwen Stefani on The Voice as her playoff advisor. And they say that you know, he did a really good job, I guess. He gave like everybody some good advice. And this is while Megan Fox, his girlfriend, are they married? I don't know. Anyway, she's knocked up and he's on The Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So they're...
Spadil went to school with him.
I know.
Yeah, right down the street, too.
Sold him weed, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Crazy.
It's a small
That's
world.
Our connection to MGK.
Yeah. Right?
Spadil sold him weed in high school.
My God. 6 degrees.
Yeah.
Right?
Sat next to him in science class.
There you go. Yeah. It counts. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Miss Colbath.
Was it good
class.
Weed or was it skunk?
Oh, no, it was good. It was AK-47. Yeah.
Wait, whose class?
I was in Miss Colbath science class.
Oh.
Yeah, freshman science.
Who?
Sat next to her.
He said it three times now.
I thought he said cold ass.
No. She was a good teacher. I like Miss Colbath. Yeah.
He said cold ass.
Miss Coldass was a great teacher. He did say that.
I thought he said
it. Okay, anyway. Let's hear Madonna. Oh, my God. She went to, I think it was the Gram. She asked fans for their input, asking if she should make the story of her life into a series or one feature film. Thoughts? A series or one feature film?
I would just go one film. That's it.
Yeah.
Like 1 hour long, too. Let's not make it too long.
We don't need a lot of Madonna.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, you know, it's like I feel like I've already seen most of her life because I watched that one. Remember, like you guys were probably not even born yet. She came out with this album and a movie. What was it? Remember, it was like shocking.
She had that backstage movie. Remember that?
Well, no,
where they
it was.
Her?
It came out with a book. It came out with a book. Yes, and it was part of that. But what was it called?
I don't remember.
It was a book, and it was the movie, and it was like so shocking because we saw her boobs and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like into like you know S&M and stuff. Yeah,
it was a great movie.
She's all sexy.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't remember. Anyway, so. It was one movie, and it did really well. I feel like, don't we know about her life, kind of, like...
Yeah, I don't have a desire to see it, but I think she's got enough fans it would work.
And, like, fast forward to now, is she going to put where she got on stage and licked from a dog bowl on there?
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
During one of her shows, she actually did that.
I'd put it in.
Why did she do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right, well, I missed that one. Doggone it. I'm just mad at her because truth or dare. Yep, thank you. Truth or dare.
That was it.
Truth or dare. Anyway, I'm just mad at her because we had to wait. Oh, I saw her about, 5 years ago? And we had to wait forever. Ever. Yes. Oh, my God. And that DJ was just playing and I'm looking at Taya and I'm like, my God, it's like 11 o'clock. I have to get up in the morning.
And you're just sitting there watching the DJ perform.
And she hasn't even started. Whatever. Yeah, so let's hear. Kim Kardashian has a Tesla robot. Don't know why.
Huh.
You think that Elon's trying to get in her pants or something?
I don't know. Unless that robot is.
We don't know. Yeah, because that's weird that she has the Tesla robot and it's not available, right? It will be. It's for $20,000 to $30,000.
Well, somebody's defending Madonna. Madonna's an icon, you asshats.
Oh, we were called asshats. It's so early for that.
I agree with you. 110% Madonna is an icon. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. I mean, we're just saying, do you want to see a feature film with her?
Right.
About her life.
Don't you feel like we've all seen it?
Yeah, I feel like we've seen it. But, man, she is an icon. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Somebody else said, BJ, if you'd hired a decent contractor, maybe they'd meet your inspections. That was from earlier this morning. Next time, try Productive Electric. Oh, a shout out to Productive Electric.
Oh, Productive Electric. Yeah. What are you doing later today?
Let's hear. Finally, the last story is that Pete Davidson has checked into rehab for our mental illness. They say he's in really, really bad
shape. Again?
Shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just got out.
Yeah. It's his second time. I feel bad for him. They say he's in pretty bad shape this time around. He's not in a good place. So, yeah. He had broke up with his... with Maria Gorgas or something? I don't know who she is.
She was on The Bachelor.
Okay, so I guess they had just broken up, and they'd only dated for a couple months, and he checked into rehab. It says at least 4 times in the last 2 years, and this will be the second time this year, he has been open about his struggles with mental health. So, yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, I don't know why he ever left Saturday Night Live.
I know, because he was doing great on that show.
Yeah, people loved him.
I don't know either. I think he was just trying to get the Hollywood thing going, you know? It's more money, for one thing. So I think he was just trying to advance his career. You know, a lot of people use that for a stepping stone.
Well, I understand how it works, but I'm saying, you know, for somebody that... Because you know how you're on a schedule?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what he needs.
He needs, like, a routine.
Yeah, that he always needs to be doing something instead of waiting for the... You know, because they go and they audition
or not,
and practice and, you know, just some kind of schedule where he's not just over here on, you know...
I tied back to the Kardashian curse.
Oh, yeah, that's
every
right.
Every guy that gets involved with those women. I mean, I swear, they go nutso. They do. Look at Kanye. He's weird, man.
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, Lamar Odom. He was on a stretcher from a whole house up in Vegas.
But you guys, that's only 3 out of 3,000.
Every NBA player that's been with him has lost their career.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson.
I mean, but odds-wise, it's fine. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday. Little bit of snow in the area, they say.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, big old concert announcement, 8 o'clock. And get this, we'll give away tickets, too.
Wait, nobody told me that either.
Yeah.
What? Win them before you can buy them?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, awesome. Speaking of winning, so I walk in this morning. I check my email, right? And there it is, an email from Jack Pocket. You're a winner.
Whoa.
$1,000 a day for the rest of your life. That's what I played, the game that I played, right? Jack Pocket, you've won. I told Carson, I'm jumping up and down for joy. I'm doing the old dance, you know, the old sack dance, whatever. Yeah. I'm doing my dance here in the studio. I click on it, $3.
Whoa. Congratulations.
I mean, it's better
you know
than
what?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's baby steps.
Yeah.
They need to put in there how much you want. That's like those fake lottery scratch-off tickets, man. When somebody jumps up and down, they think they won $10,000 and it's a fake ticket.
Well, it did say you're a winner on the Lucky for Life game. So I was like, wow, maybe you actually won the jackpot.
Oh, that isn't fair.
Yeah, it was a tease.
It had those emojis, you know, like with the present and the balloons and the confetti blowing off. Congratulations. It had all that.
Well, that's part of the excitement.
$3.
Yay.
I'm back in the game, though.
Yeah, you are. Let's go.
I used my $3. I'm
you know
back
what?
In.
I mean, that means you're lucky, right? So you're, I mean, $3, you got lucky. So who
so
knows?
Keep the lucky streak
going. Yep.
That email threw me for a loop this morning. I thought, woo, this is it. I'm going home. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It is a Tuesday. And it's going to be cloudy and colder today, but I think it's going to warm up later on in the week just a little bit, okay? Not bad. We have Tate McRae tickets to give away. We'll do that in about 15, 20 minutes. And then a big concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. This is a big show. Big show. And we have a couple of tickets to give away to that show when we announce it at 8 o'clock this morning. I know Carson's excited.
Oh,
Jamie's excited.
Yeah, it's
everybody's
gonna be awesome.
All pumped.
Yep. I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Dolly. Dolly's
who doesn't
tour.
Love Dolly?
Right? So
the double D tour.
Yeah.
Woo! Can't wait.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is Upsy okay?
I don't know. I'm worried about him. I
Me
thought
too.
The same thing. I think he's going to be okay because he's like a department head or whatever and the union, whatever he is.
Union boss.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the boss, but he's one of like the...
Steward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
So anyway, I hope he is.
Upsy is the driver that delivers here for UPS, obviously. Upsy. He is Jamie's boyfriend, and even though he's married.
He's married with a lot of kids that he really loves and stuff, but
he is a pretend boyfriend.
Right, he is.
Right?
Yep.
He's the package guy. He's a hot dude, man.
He
Those
is a
short
hot dude.
Shorts. He'll wear shorts in January. He's that
they're,
confident.
I don't know if they're short shorts.
Short shorts and boots.
I think they're a required uniform.
Got those rolled down socks. Man, oh man. I'm telling you, if I were gay, woo!
Boy, you sure did take a account for his outfit, didn't you?
You got everything.
Yeah, he does.
UPS has announced four. Now, the way they're doing this, 400 people to be laid off. The way they're doing this is wrong. Now, being laid off in general is wrong, but to make them work through Christmas...
Yeah, knowing, like, there's a date where you're going
to
be done.
Well, no, knowing that you have to deliver all those damn packages. Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
The workload is so high. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to work through Christmas knowing that it's going to be just unbelievable, the running with all these packages and stuff.
I didn't see that they have to work through Christmas.
Yeah.
That sucks.
60 days. They're letting them know 60 days in front that they're going to lay them off.
See, I don't really understand how this is happening, because usually what they do is they hire more people during the holidays.
Exactly.
Well, again, they're going to keep everybody on through the holidays.
No, I know, but usually then there's an extra hiring process. Remember,
yeah,
they add more people.
Yeah, seasonal workers.
Yep, seasonal workers every time.
Here's the story.
More than 400 UPS workers here in Colorado will lose their jobs, at least temporarily. A letter sent to the mayor of Commerce City. It states the 404 workers at the facility on Ivy Street will be displaced on January 15th because...
Why do you have to send a letter to the mayor and tell the mayor we're laying off all these people? I don't get that.
Half of that facility is closing. It will not fully reopen until 2026. UPS says the temporary closure has to do with automation. It also said, quote, our employees are extremely important to us and we're working to place as many as possible in other positions. We remain committed to working with them throughout this transition and providing support.
Yeah.
So that sounds like some computers took over, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Automation.
It's robots.
Yeah.
It's these damn robots, man. AI. Take it up. That's what it sounds like. They're going to lay out 400 people. They're going to dangle that carrot. Oh, you might be back. We just don't know yet. We're going to upgrade the system over there. And when they upgrade the system, they're going to put robots in there. And you're not coming back.
My God, you're on my nerves today.
I just feel bad for the UPS people.
Well, then show some empathy.
They have to work.
Instead of screaming about robots.
Well, that's part of the problem, Jamie. Robots. They're going to take our job one day.
I know. Hey, yeah, they already have.
And I'm going to scream at them for that,
too. In several markets, they already have. There's AI voice people. Well, I showed you how it works on my Spotify.
Yeah.
That guy goes, yeah, coming up next, we got your favorite hits from everything you like to hear. I was like, what is that guy?
Yeah, that's my job.
That's an AI guy. My son's like, Mom, that's AI. And I'm like, why is he on there? Yeah, it's pretty scary. That's true. Yeah.
400 people just here in Colorado are going to be let go because they got to upgrade their system. We know what the upgrade means. Hopefully, they get part of them get their job back.
I was trying to find his Facebook page to see like what he had to say, but I can't find it.
Wasn't it just a couple of months ago that they announced that all these drivers in 2025 were getting a big raise?
Yes.
Now we're finding out that, no, you're not getting a raise. In fact, you lost your job.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It just, none of it adds up. And then I guess there was some type of requirement that they have to tell them 60 days in advance. That's why they're finding out today that they're going to have to work through Christmas, but then they'll be let go at the first of the year.
Yeah, it's like a working notice. A lot of companies do that.
That is just like absolutely the worst because you've got to go through the most busiest time of the year, and then, boom, you're gone.
Well, and then if you want your exit package, you have to work up until that day.
Oh,
you
can't quit. He wrote a really sweet thing on his Facebook page.
Aww.
Oh, he did. He's like, he's really, really upset about this. And he said, our union is working to save people's jobs and provide them with other places to go for guaranteed work and hours. This is why it's great to have a union job. They really do work hard for the employees and to save jobs, keep people working and provide for their families. And thank you. And he said, all the Teamsters and all these people.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Right. But you can tell he feels sad.
And they work hard, too.
Yeah. So
that's a tough job, man. He comes in here every day. He gets that little dolly out. And then, I mean, just box after box after box, lugging it into this building. It's just, it's a crazy job.
Oof, I don't know what this says, though. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out if
we wish him the best.
The way he's writing it, I'm trying to figure out if he's
like
okay.
Reading between the lines.
Yeah, like, yeah. Anyway, but he says that thanks to everybody who checked on him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does suck. And then I won't be able to see my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'll get a new UPS man.
Yeah, that's not, if we get one at all.
Oh, no.
We may have to go with the FedEx dude.
He's not very friendly.
No, he's not. Is that not. AI, you're right, taking over everything. It's my job to tell you. Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a twin spin is on the way.
Oh,
two of your favorite hits back to back. That's my job.
Yeah, that is your job.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Let's hear. Carrie Underwood concert film is coming to Hulu in 2025. Carrie Underwood, you know, Carrie Underwood is, first of all, she's an amazing singer. She's like physically just, I mean, ripped and shredded. And she's one of those people that have been famous for quite a while and hasn't had any kind of scandal.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
You know, the only thing with Carrie Underwood, every time you mention her name, I think of those one-legged pants. She wears one-legged pants intro to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, gotcha.
That thing plays every week, and one leg is covered, one leg's not. Just looks weird.
Well, so does Shalom for the Buffs. He does, too.
Yeah, I don't see him, though.
You don't?
No, I see her, but
He's
I don't see him.
He's a quarterback.
Well, I don't see him wearing his one-legged pants.
Oh, well, he wears one-legged pants. Yeah,
All right.
Carrie Underwood, Reflection, will be arriving in Hulu in January, giving fans the best seat in the house as they experience the singer's popular show at Resorts World Theater in Resorts World Las Vegas. The residency concert showcases Underwood's catalog of hits, featuring a 100-minute set list of tracks. You know, it's funny, because I was going through, on my Spotify, the whole Imagine Dragons library. How do they remember all those songs?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I mean, that is crazy.
I find it amazing.
I do, too. It's like, that's a lot of stuff to just remember.
Yeah. In any act, I'm talking, you know, the Eagles or whomever, you know, get on stage, and they got bukus of songs. How do they do it?
Right? I mean, lordy. Reba McEntire is speaking out against an apparent online scam targeting her social media followers. Over the weekend, Reba issued a PSA reminding her fans to proceed with caution when using the internet. The country singer suggested that scammers have been impersonating her online and reaching out to follow to ask for payments via gift cards, electronic transfers, in exchange for meeting her, which is not true.
No.
I remember that Dr. Phil I saw, and I think it was Brad Pitt. This lady spent like $200,000 to Brad Pitt, and she knew. Even Dr. Phil was like, you know it's a scam. But there's no, Brad Pitt is not reaching out to you. And she still didn't believe Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
She got so brainwashed.
I don't know how people fall for that,
either.
Though.
It's so sad. It's really sad. I told you about Kim Kardashian. Oh, let's talk about, I don't really want to, but let's talk about P. Diddy for a minute. I guess his jail cell was raided, and now, this might be a little iffy, you guys. I'm worried about this. They're saying that it violates his like 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment or something like that. And now his attorneys are saying like he needs to be out because you guys just violated his rights.
Bad chance.
I don't know. I mean, they got to be careful with stuff like that.
They've got every right to invade and go into his jail cell. That's just part of prison.
Well, you think, yeah, it's
the
prison.
They do searches all the time in prison.
This says that they took documents.
That's what I was getting ready to finish, and I didn't get to. Yeah.
Well, those documents are documents about how he was trying to quieten down some witnesses.
This says that the prosecutors aren't entitled to these documents.
Guess what? He's going to stay in
jail. I'm just saying, it's scary. You know, we got to tiptoe. We don't want this thing to be all blown up all of a sudden,
right? Yeah,
they
still got to follow due process.
Exactly.
He is a criminal, and he did do that, but they got to do it the right way.
The attorney claimed that the federal agents admitted to possessing the notes allegedly taken from Combs' cell, arguing the alleged search violated the rapper's 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment rights. Combs' legal team also said the notes were handed over to trial prosecutors and may have been used in a legal filing aimed at keeping Combs in custody. They requested an immediate hearing to address the matter, demanding accountability from federal agents regarding who authorized the alleged search of Combs' prison cell, who decided which materials to confiscate, and who passed the alleged seized items to the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm just saying, we gotta
this could be a big deal.
Yeah, this could be bad. We need to keep them there. And so that's the scary part. I mean, for them to be demanding right now we go and talk about this is telling me that something was done that wasn't exactly right. So we'll see. Let's see here. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's Missionary album is set to arrive December 13th. I guess, are you excited about this, you guys? I mean, are you guys
big? I mean, Snoop and Dre?
Yeah, they haven't been together since.
It should be pretty good, yeah.
1993. I don't know, I feel like a lot of, yeah. 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 Sammy Hagar has announced Best of Both Worlds Las Vegas residency. Sammy Hagar has announced a Las Vegas residency, which will feature his Best of Both Worlds band, comprised of guitarist Joe Satriani, Michael Anthony, drummer Kenny, I don't know who that guy is, but I do know that the last guitarist, forgot his name, he wanted to be on it, and they asked him, are you going to be on it? And he said, he didn't invite me.
Sounds like he's bitter.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Poor guy.
I know, right?
Sammy Hagar looks good for his age.
He really does.
He looks great.
I agree.
You would think a guy that's been around rock and roll as long as he has would really be going downhill. He'd have one of those Rolling Stone looks. You know, those guys, they didn't age well.
No, they did not.
But man, Sammy Hagar, he looks good.
I agree with you. He does. He has like a podcast or whatever, and he sings with different people. And you can tell when he doesn't know the song, like he's never heard of the song. I think it was Rick Springfield came in, and poor Sammy is like, he's never heard of Rick Springfield songs. He's like, Jesse's got a girl. And I was like, dude, go practice and learn the music.
Yeah,
before you
at
try
least
that.
Do some homework
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Let's see here. Oh, and then the big question of the morning is, what in fact is an asshat?
I think an a-hole is basically what it is.
See, I was thinking that's it was a I'm nice thinking. Little hat for your ass.
No. Well, it might be. I don't think it'd be used the way it's being used.
I was
if it were just a hat.
Like a literally a butt on your head.
Yeah, just like
you wear it
cheeks.
As a hat.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. I was thinking like... So I was thinking bending over and putting a cowboy hat on my head.
One of those mini ones?
Yeah, a little mini one. Whatever. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock. A big concert announcement and a pair of tickets to that show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, this is the first year.
Yeah. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You know, you were just talking to yourself.
When?
Just right before we went on air.
Today?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Uh-huh.
What'd that say?
Busy, 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 busy.
It's like, there was a lot going on. Yeah.
My head's busy right now.
I know. It's like you're Rain Man. You were over there and you were going, busy, 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 busy. Are you busy?
Well, feel like I am.
I mean, what's going on? Busy. Why is everything so busy, 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 busy?
I don't know.
It was so weird.
I feel like we've given away a bunch of concert tickets.
I mean,
brought up several different things.
Is it like your own personal life or something? It's just busy, busy, busy.
I got things written down. I got things scattered all over the place over here.
It was really busy, bizarre. Busy, like you and busy. I was like, oh my God, he turned on the mics. I don't know if they can hear that. He's like, busy, 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 busy.
And sometimes we don't know if you're talking to us or not. Or
right. It was
busy.
Very busy, 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 busy.
Yeah.
So are you, I mean, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. You're just busy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to keep up with everything.
Oh, my
today.
God. All right. Anyway,
it's
sorry.
Just scattered and busy, busy, busy.
I'm sorry I interrupted this year, because that was a lot.
When we were on vacation down in Florida, Destin, Fort Walton Beach area, for the first time, you brought up jellyfish off the air.
Right.
I'd gotten stung by jellyfish.
Oh, you did?
I'd never had that happen before. As much as I scuba dive, I've never been stung by a jellyfish until we went to Florida. Those little suckers
hurt. Yeah, they hurt.
They are. Then you were mentioning this interesting thing about the jellyfish this morning.
Well, I was just reading it to you off the air, just because they're saying it might like do something crazy for science. So I don't know why, you guys, but I know that BJ's into crime shows, but I'm into like science weird stuff. So we get different algorithms. You get like murder and mystery and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And I get like weird science data. So there's this jellyfish that they just discovered that when it either has stress or it's injured, it can go back to its larva state or its adolescent state.
Which is crazy.
It can go back to however far it wants to.
Reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reverses
reverse engineering
aging.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
another fun fact, it doesn't have a butthole. It has, it swims along without actually having a, you know, that. And then all of a sudden, one will just appear anywhere on its body and release its.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wish I had that. Wouldn't that be cool? You go to the bathroom, you just stick your thumb down there. Then leave.
Yeah, but what if it comes out of your face one time?
Yeah, I think you can control it. Yeah, I think I'd love to have that. Now, the other feature that this bug has, or this fish, have you ever thought about going back in time? If you could just name a time in your life that you could go back and start all over again, where would you pick? Now, I've thought about this because I'm a bizarre person, and I always have these type of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I've thought about this before, and I have a distinctive answer for myself. Now, everybody's answer is probably going to be different, but have you ever thought about that? Where would you go back in time to start again?
Well, where would I go?
And it's not going to be the same path that you're currently in. But it will start at that moment, and then every decision after that will be its own.
Right. I mean, I wish I could go back and fix a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think as a parent, and I think most people would agree with this, I would never go back past where my kids were born. Because they wouldn't exist.
Oh, gotcha.
It would be a whole different set of circumstances of who you married and what children you had. And knowing that the kids I have today, I would never want to go past that.
Well, plus it just seems rude.
Yeah. Well, it does seem rude. But I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to do that. Spadil, you don't have kids.
Right.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I would go back right to when I told this guy that I wasn't going to take 100 Bitcoin for a bag of weed.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go right back to that exact moment in time.
That is a great answer.
That is.
But you'd probably turn it down again.
You might, because you don't.
Because I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
I would have to know that Bitcoin was going to turn into what it was. Yeah.
Okay, so if we're playing that game, because that's a different game, but I get it. So I would go back to 36 when I was asked to become Jewish, and I wouldn't convert, but I would go back there and go, okay, I'll be Jewish.
I could do it. I've looked at it. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. I'll do it.
What about you, Carson?
Well, see, you brought the kid thing
up. Well, no, I just did it without a kid.
Oh, okay, so 100% college. I'd go back to college. Mm. I love college.
We all have a different answer.
Love it.
But you know what, though? See, you're sadness to me.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I just have a regret about Fancy Pants, not converting to Judaism because I felt like we were such a strong couple and we would have had a great family and stuff, but we might not have. Anyway, but yours is sad because I dated people like you where they just didn't quite make it in the professional league.
Why would you want to go back and live that disappointment again?
Remember?
I mean, seriously, because you would still be you.
Yeah.
And you're still not going to make it.
Yeah, but I...
into the pro hockey that is.
That didn't come to
You're still not going to make it.
That didn't come to
but
like...
But that was your hope.
Yeah. But I mean, just... I don't know. I was with everyone that, like, just all my friends. I loved playing with the boys, getting on the ice every day. I just... Everything about college is just great. Walking around with an entire bottle of vodka and tequila.
My son's college and your college are different. Yeah.
making drinks in baby pools and having everyone come take a shot. It was awesome.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So remember Cactus Pete? Do you remember that guy I dated? Well, so he was brought up from the minors or whatever, but then he got sent back down. And so the whole time we watched baseball, it was just so sad. He would just talk about it. It's like, oh my God. And so that you're him.
I mean, I did have it was exciting to be like, all right, after my college career, I'm going to go play pro. And then who knows? Maybe I'll find my way to the NHL. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
And then they just live there in that sadness of it didn't quite make it.
It was pretty crushing after
CBS. No, listen, I have it every day when I see Ryan Seacrest.
So you feel that bad?
I do. Every day when I did that audition for American Idol and I screwed it up so bad because I was going to be a judge, they called me in and that eyelash fell off and I was just blinking, talking to Nigel. Like, it'd make a great judge. My eyes going, dunk, 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 dunk.
I think if I had the chance to even make that decision to go back or not, I don't think I'd go. I think I'd be too scared.
I know. Like, what would you
Because I don't know where it would end up, you know? Yeah. I mean, you go back to then, because at that time I wasn't doing very well in this business for sure. So I don't know. I mean, it would be scary to go back and start over again.
Who was I talking to? Somebody said that their son, oh my God, I can't remember. They were talking to their son and they said, like, what should I expect at life, you know, like as I get older? And he said, well, you'll probably be married at least 3 times. I was like, that's advice. He goes, yeah, because most likely you'll be married like 3 times. I'm like, oh my God, that is so sad.
That's a harsh reality, right?
That is optimistic. You don't have to stick with the same woman. That's pretty cool. See, I think that's an upside. You're going to get the same woman for 30 years now.
Oh, come on. That's so sad.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, now I feel so dumb.
Why?
And I know, Jamie, you're the smart. This 23andMe story.
Oh.
They have my DNA because I did the 23andMe, trying to find out if I'm Native American or not.
Yeah.
And so I give it to them, and now they're going to go bankrupt, and they're going to sell my DNA. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know where it's going to go.
I can't believe you did it.
I regret it.
Yeah.
Two things I regret.
You gave the world your DNA, and you hit like, I accept all terms, and you don't even know what the terms are.
I did. Two things I regret. 23andMe giving the DNA, and that darn vax shot that I took. I dread them both.
Yeah.
I hate it. But what are they going to do with all this DNA?
They're selling it.
Nobody is using 23andMe, or what was the other one? Heritage.com or something like that was Ancestry.
Ancestry.com.
That's right. Nobody's using that stuff anymore.
Well, yeah, because it's your freaking DNA, man.
But when they first came out, we didn't. I mean, it was.
Oh, you did it too?
Like, yeah. Oh, well, it seemed like something fun to do.
Yeah, we knew it was DNA, though. I remember struggling with the decision to either do it or not, simply because they were going to have your DNA on file. But we thought that if they didn't use it, it would be destroyed at that time. We didn't read the fine print.
I get it if you were adopted. I would totally, I support that 100%, and you need to find out, you know, your roots. But I know my family tree, so I would never do it. I mean, I know where everybody came from.
Well, I've always been told that we had Native American, Cherokee Indian.
And then remember it came back, you had zero?
Not a drop. So disappointed.
Right?
I had to sell all that stuff I'd bought, you know, my little drum. Boom, 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 boom.
You thought you were going to get a piece of the land action?
I did. I was looking for a government subsidy of some type.
Yep.
I got nothing.
No,
I
so
got all
I guess,
European.
It's for sale. I mean, literally everyone, you two, your DNA is for sale.
Here's the story.
Hey, we should first make it known 23andMe is not a health company, which means the genetic data collected isn't protected in the same way as health records. Records.
Right.
The company says in the fine print, they can sell. But as news of the company's shaky finances make headlines,
23andMe is now 23andMe in insolvency.
23andMe on the verge of getting delisted now from the NASDAQ.
The information isn't limited to the 15 million people the company touts as customers either.
There's a lot we can learn about people through their family members.
I didn't submit my information to this company, but maybe a cousin did. Could that data from my cousin some sort of way lead to me?
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that other companies couldn't use your genetic, your family member's genetic data to draw conclusions about you, your family, and your community.
I got the answer. Here's who should buy it. The U.S. government. The FBI.
Oh, to protect you?
Not just to protect me, but they've solved a lot of crimes through these things. Because they can take a genetic print of someone's DNA and find out if a family member, and then find out who in that family committed the crime.
Yeah.
So they should buy it, the FBI. That way they've got their hands on it for
them. Do you think
they
already have access to it?
Yeah. They found a lot of serial killers that way.
Yeah.
Yes, they do have access to it.
So yeah,
I didn't know exactly what you...
I thought you meant they should buy it.
Well, they may not have access to it, though, if it's sold to somebody else, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Anyway, what I'm saying is I thought you were saying that they should buy it so then they could put like a patient, you know, like make it into a medical situation.
Yeah. Where it's actually classified.
Yeah.
They could do that too. Yeah. They could do whatever. But I think the U.S. government should step in and buy it, since it's so many Americans that are in their system. Not only them, but with Ancestry.com. I don't know what their finances are.
Maybe I'll buy it and then I'll clone you.
Yeah. Or just use it. Or just use it for blackmail.
Yeah, yeah. I'll make a bunch of you. Like 20 of you. What'd you do with it? The company, Jamie? I made 20 BJs.
Yeah. I'm telling you this. If she did that, the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's brilliant. Okay. I'd make a whole army of me. Yeah. Like thousands. Man, this world would be
I'd
good.
I'd have to buy so many recliners.
Yeah. Yeah. Spadell.
Broke.
Spadell, I might make one of you.
Just one?
Yeah, maybe one. Yeah. Just test it.
I feel like the original is already too much. We don't need any clothes to be out there. Yeah.
Done. I agree with you.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What's going on?
Busy, busy, busy.
So busy. So very, very, very busy.
It is busy.
I was just looking at Bitcoin. It's like at almost $93,000.
I've got 40 of them.
I was just going back to how Schmidl was offered 100 of them.
Oh. Yeah.
Schmidl, you know, you can't change the past. You can't think about it.
Dude, I think about it every day.
Every day too.
When my alarm goes off, I'm just like 100 Bitcoin could have been in my pocket.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That, my Pokemon cards getting stolen. I could have had so much money.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
You're stuck
when
here
I
with
wanted
us.
It, it was, Bitcoin was only worth $1 a coin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a fad. I told my son it was a fad. It was worth $1,000 when I told him that.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is...
I had never heard of it at all. And the guy was just like, hey, like, there's this thing. It's called Bitcoin, man. I'll give you 100 of them for it. Because a bag of weed was $100. So he was going to give me 100 Bitcoin. And then I was like, what the hell is Bitcoin? Give me $100.
I wonder if he actually had them.
He did. Yeah.
He actually had.
Yeah, the same thing with the pizza guy. Remember the pizza guy?
Yeah, the pizza guy.
Because it was so new, it was really easy for people to mine it at the time. So a lot of the people who were into it had a lot of it.
I still don't get it.
It's a little...
That mining and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, it's complicated. It. It's very, you know, out there. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it doesn't have a basis. I mean, it just...
It's very intellectual.
Is it? I think it's actually very simple-minded. Because it doesn't have a base. Like, it's just... It's in the air.
It's in the ether.
You're just taking people's word for it on what they say it's worth.
Well, I agree with that. I'm saying mining it. Being able to do it. I said, that's a whole different level.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of electricity.
It does.
I'm like, wow, that takes... Remember that one guy's bill was something incredible? I'm
it was like $1 million a month.
Yeah, to mine it. All right, anyway. Okay, there was something I was going to tell you. I can't remember what it was, but it was important. First of all, every day of this week, I think, we're going to give away tickets to Post Malone Presents the Big Ass Stadium Tour. It's going to be in June at Mile High Stadium, which is insane. It's Post Malone with Jelly Roll. And so every day at what, 7:30?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away tickets. This is a big, big show. It's like the must-see show of the summer.
That show's going to be massive.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right. You know, I was thinking about this. I don't know why. But I saw that Will Ferrell said he's going to set to do the comedy feature Judgment Day. Anyway, he's doing another film is what I'm trying to say. But I was thinking about that documentary. I don't know why. When I was driving home the other day. With Will Ferrell and his best friend, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, he was an executive producer, and he changed genders, or whatever you call it. You know, he became a woman.
Transitioned, yeah.
Yeah, he transitioned, thank you. He transitioned to a woman, and it was really an interesting insight of how the guy has, now woman, has struggled their entire life with this. And I don't know why, but I feel like Will Ferrell really used that guy, girl. Really used her.
I think that, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You saw it, okay? So I'm only going on the feedback. I'm only giving you feedback on what you've told me.
Right.
Or what you've told the audience. I feel like that Will Ferrell might have thought that this would be a fun thing to do. It'd be a way to get inside the transition, you know, the whole the life that they live and all this. And then it turned out to be a little too serious for him.
Maybe that was
Once he hit the road, it's like, okay, this isn't the way I thought it would be.
You know what? I thought it was going to be
a lot of fun. We could joke about this. We walk into here and everybody laughs and blah. But it's really traumatic for this person. And I don't feel comfortable using this person to get these laughs anymore.
Maybe that's how I should have looked at it. But I don't know. For at the end, so she just wanted to be beautiful, right? Like she just wanted to go out to eat with a man and just be beautiful. They were in Las Vegas. She had this beautiful dress she bought and she had her hair done. She had a glam squad. And then Will Ferrell shows up and he has on this like, this mustache that goes like 2 feet on each side and curls up.
Yeah.
And he just looks like a clown. And she's so disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad because he's like, waka, waka, waka. And she just wanted to be pretty.
Now, if you say that somebody's not a looker, does it matter if they're male, female, trans, whatever? But you could say they're not a looker,
yeah,
right?
All the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, she's not a looker.
She's not a looker, but I felt sorry. You know, like, women's expectations of you guys, like, to take us out to eat or whatever, and then you show up looking like you do?
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I live it. I mean, I'm that person.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you should see the hole in my sock this morning. And it's right on top.
It's like what I was talking about earlier this morning. My friend, he's always wearing overalls.
Yeah.
And his wife just wants him to dress up one day. Just one nice outfit. And so then he went and got corduroy overalls.
Those are the classy ones, yeah.
That's really not what she was looking for.
They make them in corduroy?
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Get out of
I
here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You have to get me some.
It's like my son's dad. He could never dress up.
Yeah.
He was bro bra snowboarder. That's right.
It just doesn't feel comfortable.
I know, but you want the guy. You want the guy that can go go big.
I know.
In the park, snowboarding, but then also can dress up and dress nice.
Yeah, but if I put on a suit tie, I just feel like I'm like a poser.
Yeah.
It's not me. I don't know what it is.
But when sometimes I've seen you wear like a button down and it looks so great on you.
With a jacket, yeah. I'll wear that. But I don't even have a tie, I don't think.
You don't need to wear a tie, though.
Yeah, ties are kind of.
Yeah, they're kind of out. Yeah.
Well, I think you're talking
about
a guy that
really skinny one.
Well, I think you're talking about a guy that can actually look good in a tux and pull it off, you know, that type of stuff. I mean, a real fancy.
You know how you guys want something in the kitchen, a freak in the sheets?
Freak in the sheets?
Yeah, that whole thing.
And the lady in the street?
Yeah, that whole whatever thing. Yeah, we want somebody that can just be athletic and build stuff and be all that guy and then dress very nice.
Yeah, it's easier to find the freak in the sheets, though.
Well, yeah, you can pay for that. Yeah.
That's everywhere. Right? What are you talking about?
Right? I can't pay for a guy that's the all-around American man.
That's hard to get.
Right?
Yeah.
True. All right. Anyway, so I'll put that over. I'm going to think differently of that. I think you're right. I think he wanted to have fun and then it got serious.
Yeah, I think so. I think he bit off. I don't think he saw the end gate. Yeah. I think he saw this is going to be great. It's going to be entertaining, going to be funny, there'll be some serious side, but then it turned way too serious.
Did Kim Kardashian leave Twitter? Because she's on it right now.
I thought the
Kardashians had left Twitter, but I just went on Twitter just to see if there was anything breaking.
Why'd they leave?
I forgot why. They did.
I think they did all deactivate or something.
Something happened a long, long time ago. They left Twitter before Elon owned it. It was a long, long time ago. They all left. But I forgot why. But anyway, so she's back on it. Kim Kardashian is back on Twitter and she's bragging about her new Tesla robot.
I saw it yesterday.
It's creepy.
I follow her as a part of the following.
You do?
But yeah, I do. I follow a lot of people, but I follow her, and I did see her post yesterday, but I've not noticed her being gone.
Oh, really?
But I haven't looked for her either, I don't know.
I see a headline that says that she left Twitter in 2010, but she's been on it, she's been obviously back on it. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see here. This whole Sean Diddy Combs jail sale.
I have a tough time with that word, too.
I know, right?
The cell and sale.
Jail sale.
I don't know why.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm just gonna I just wish that they would just go ahead and just like call it a day and just send him away forever.
Well, they raided his cell, okay? Right. And they found some stuff in there that he probably shouldn't have. That, from what I understand, some of the stuff was that he was trying to coerce people that are going to be witnesses down the road. But now his people are saying that what they did was illegal. Now, here's the way I see it. Whatever they got, if it is illegal and the prosecution works, yes, they won't be able to use it in court because they seized it illegally. Mm-hmm. But as far as him getting out of jail, not a chance in hell.
You don't think so?
No.
I hope not.
He's not getting out of jail. I just don't see how that's grounds
He's
to get out of jail.
He's too high of a flight risk. They can't let
they
him
can't
out.
They can't let him out of jail.
Well, what they do is they take your passport.
Yeah, they'll just... That's all they'll do.
Well, he's tried to get out.
I'm a little scared, though. His legal team's good.
No, but he's had... look how many charges he's had put against him before or since he's been in jail. There's no way he gets out.
I don't think it's the flight risk. I think it's that they've already seen that he's trying to, you know, use even his kids. They said he was trying to use his kids to, get on the platform. And
I'm with you.
Yeah, so... that's the only thing. All right, let's hear. Pete Davidson, feel bad for that guy. He's checked into rehab for a second time this year, and they say, quote unquote, he's in very bad shape. The Saturday Night alum is now in treatment for the second time this year as he struggles with his mental health. They say he's in such bad shape this time around, he's not in a good place. Well, at least he's getting help, you know?
Yeah.
That would be better than the alternative.
This is worse, though, for me. I think... hearing that he's back in, and this time it's for mental health instead of addiction, because I think the addiction side to me seems like it's very fixable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's treatment there. And if you do it, it works. But mental health is a whole different issue. So I feel bad for him.
Yeah. You know,
And remember, his dad died at 9/11.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of things going on.
And you bring up a great point. Like, I dated somebody for a while that had depression, and it's very odd how
horrible.
it just pops in.
Yeah.
You know, you could have the best day of your life, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, do you want to go eat? And then they're just cold, and I'm just going home.
Yeah, they're like a shell of themselves.
Yeah, it's like, so what just happened? I just want to go home.
You see what I mean by the addiction side? When he goes into treatment for addiction, I've been there, done it, okay? Right. So
Wait, you have?
You can do it. You can do it. And you just got to do, you got to take control of it. Mental health's a whole different issue. It's just, you don't know.
No, because that's a chemical thing.
You don't know if the treatment works or not, even close.
And it's just sad to watch because you're like, we were just so happy. Like, what? You know, and you feel like you can just fix it with your words, but you realize you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's frustrating on both sides because they're like, oh my God, you have no empathy for me. But I'm like, just like, and I know this isn't fair to say. I'm saying from my side, like, you want to say the words, just snap out of it. But they can't, you know, they just can't. It's a chemical thing.
You can't make them realize how good their life
is. Exactly. Nothing you say, it just makes it worse. Anyway, all right, that was really uplifting. Thanks, Jamie.
At least he's getting help.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
At least he's getting help.
There you go. Tabloid trash.
Are we going to do this silly poopy?
Yes.
Or we come back and do it?
We're going to come back and do it.
All right, we'll come back and do it then. Silly poopy.
I love silly poopy.
That tease alone ought to get you back here to listen to our show. Silly poopy is next.
BJ and Jamie.
Is it Amanda? Right? Amanda, good morning. Amanda?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we just got this text, and I think it's important to do because it's sweet. Good morning. Will you give my mom, Amanda, a birthday shout out? She's a big fan, and her best friend got her Alice in Winterland tickets for her birthday.
Oh, yes. Man.
And it says, love Alexia and Olivia. Oh, what nice kids.
Benson Boone.
Right? That's going to
be
awesome.
Show.
Yeah.
Frey.
Yep, and so it's Amanda's birthday.
Yeah, all right.
And thanks for being good kids, Alexia and Olivia.
All right, silly poopy. My son, Frog, 6 years old. He loves silly poopy. He only knows it from the commercials.
I think I want to play silly poopy.
It seems like a fun game.
It does.
It really does.
Like, it's just a fun, it's hide and seek. Let me have them explain it to you on number 5.
Okay.
Introducing Silly Poopy's Hide and Seek, the new toy that kids love. And here's how to play. Players will select who is going to hide Silly Poopy first. Let's call that person the hider. The hider searches around the house for the best spot to hide Silly Poopy. Then after placing it in the spot, presses the Silly Poopy button. The hider lets all the other players know that they can start looking for the Silly Poopy. After the players begin their search, they should keep an ear out for the noises Silly Poopy makes.
Excuse me, can somebody please find me?
The first player to find Silly Poopy is the winner. Press Silly Poopy's button to hear the Yippee Yoopy reward song.
Yippee Yoopy, you found Silly Poopy.
The player who found Silly Poopy is now the hider for the next round. Yippee.
Okay, I've not heard the commercial. We're not buying this for fraud.
No, yes, come on.
We're not.
Oh, my
Excuse
God.
Excuse me, can somebody find
well, actually,
me?
If you go to number six, here are some of the sound effects that are available on this game, all right?
Yahoo, I'm over here. Somebody please find me. You found me. Yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy. Yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head all day. I know that I'm going to be driving on I-25 today going, yippee, 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 you found Silly Poopy.
I got to play this again. I got to hear some more of this.
I'm over here. Somebody please find me. You found me. Yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy.
Oh my God.
It's stuck. You guys, forever. We're going to have to play that on St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh my God.
Over and over in a loop.
Is this like the number one item out there for kids
said,
for Christmas?
Yeah, they said it's the top five. One of the top fives that every kid wants is, yippee, yippee, you found Silly Poopy.
I literally just bought it. Add to cart right now.
How much is it?
$12 on
is
Amazon.
Really?
Yep.
You just bought it?
Done. Little Debbie's going to love it.
Maybe I'll get it for my son's dorm room.
You better hurry while supplies last.
Yeah, right?
This thing's gonna sell fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Who?
Some guy named Rick.
You know, I got an idea.
Rick. What?
Maybe we turn the
No.
Well, I was doing lunch menus there for a while, were a big success, man.
Rick was just upset because it's Amanda's birthday, and he didn't get a shout-out for his birthday. But we're not going to sit here and do happy birthdays. Oh, my God. I just randomly did one.
I just want to do a shout-out. I mean, we could have hundreds of people tell us
thousands,
that it's their birthday.
Yeah. We could read a list of a thousand.
It would
Lucy,
be too much.
Yeah.
Betty.
Okay. All right. Yep. I get how it works.
Lori.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yay. It'd be like that Smucker's segment.
Yeah, Bill, they only do one. He wants to do like 10,000.
That Smucker's thing was a smash, man.
It was.
Kept that guy's career going.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Yep.
All right. I mentioned this morning early. 3 million lights. Holy moly. Over at the Denver Zoo.
Yeah, you were saying that Friday is adult night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Adult
what, did
night.
You go like naked or something?
No, I think you can dress ever how you want.
Yeah.
I think you do have to cover up a little bit. But more than anything, I think they open up the booze. It really flows on that night.
All right. And no kids.
Yeah, I think that no kids are getting in. You can buy tickets 21 and up for Friday night, this Friday night. And then it opens to the public on Saturday. But they beefed it up this year. They have 80 acres. That's a lot of room. And 3 million lights. Now, Carson, I think you were telling us the botanical gardens. Wasn't it like?
A million.
A million lights.
Yes.
Oh, they topped them.
A million over there, but yet the zoo has 3 million?
I bet it's amazing.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I've been out there. Have you been out to the Denver Zoo lights?
Nope.
I've been out there, but it didn't feel like a million.
No.
Well,
no.
It's so,
well, now it's three.
I think it's because it's so spread out. Like, the zoo's huge. So I think that's why it doesn't feel like.
You're right, Jamie. So it's really going to feel like it this time.
Yeah,
it,
crazy.
But yeah, they have. It's beautiful. But, you know, it's kind of weird, though, because you smell those animals still.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk
around.
It's
a zoo.
Yeah. But I mean you still.
It's a zoo.
Yeah, but it's dark, you know.
So,
you don't see animals.
I have this weird thing that I want to do.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's illegal or not, or what kind of crime I'd be charged with, but I can see that in my neighborhood, right where I live, in my suburb, I can see that all the trees have lights in them, right?
Yeah.
They have them all ready. They have them all up, and they haven't turned them on yet. Somewhere there's a switch.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about tonight getting some camouflage on, and going sneaking around and looking for the switch.
Put that dark under your eyes.
Yeah, and I'm going in and I'm gonna light them all up. Like, because it's not like a ceremony. They just all of a sudden light my subdivision.
Yeah, one day they decide right, today's the day. They're
right,
turn
it's not
on.
Like a big Christmas lighting ceremony. They just turn them on, and I don't know what that day is, but we have them up there. They might as well be on. Yeah,
turn them on your time.
Oh, yeah,
screw their schedule.
I mean, how do you think that works in subdivisions? Agree. Like how, so probably like at the entrance, that's probably where the main plug-in is. And do you think the switch is like right there where it says blankety blank, blank, blank? Where
I would bet it's there.
Like,
It's probably like a power box near there or something.
Yeah.
And you just flip a big lever. Yeah.
Do you think it's big?
I think it's a huge lever.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be big. It's going to be small.
Christmas time on.
It's going to have a lock on it. You're going to have to take some, cutters with you.
I got those.
All right, you are going to need bolt cutters.
All right, and so I'll do. That's probably the only thing I'll get arrested for, right? That vandalism, a little bit of vandalism.
A little tampering.
How much time does that catch you?
That's not even, it's like a misdemeanor. You're fine. Yeah.
Forget it. If I can bring joy to my subdivision, I mean, you know what? I'll be like, you guys are the Grinch. Yeah. I'm Santa.
They might not even press charges.
They might not.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
Why do you put that crap up there? And I know it's up there, and you don't even turn the damn things on.
What are they waiting for?
Uh-oh.
You have any idea?
Uh-oh.
Make a phone call. Tell them who you are.
Who am I?
I don't know. You're Ralphie's mom. And Ralphie's coming home, and you want the damn lights on.
Okay, that is exactly why I do want them on.
Yeah, you want them on because Ralphie's going to be pulling into the neighborhood, and you want the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I mean, have
in your
any of your suburbs, have they turned theirs on?
Not yet.
No.
Ours has.
They have?
Yeah.
I just don't know what we're waiting for. Ugh. All right, sorry.
Maybe your neighborhood doesn't believe in Christmas. You know, speaking of the zoo, this is zoo lights, 3 million lights. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Adult night is coming up on Friday night, then it opens to the public on Saturday. I was reading yesterday, have you ever heard the Mike Tyson zoo story where he went into that zoo and tried to fight that gorilla? Have you ever heard this?
I know he had a tiger.
No. Yeah. He went to a zoo one time when he was heavyweight champion of the world, and he offered the zoo guy, the zookeeper, they had closed down. He had his special treatment.
Yeah.
So he went in there with him and his, I think it was Robin at the time, the girl that woman that he married. But they went into the zoo. He offered the zoo guy $10,000 to let him go in and fight the gorilla.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would let him.
Well, yeah. Does he not get what a gorilla can do to you?
Well, the gorilla was being mean to other gorillas.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll give you $10,000 to let me go in there and teach this gorilla a lesson.
Yeah, it was a silverback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet it could win.
I would not mess with one of those things, man.
No, but if I were at that zoo and I'm that zookeeper, I would have taken that $10,000. Here you go, Mike. Go get him.
Please. He would have been destroyed. He would have been killed.
Yeah, that's a crazy
He offered the guy $10,000 to let him
but
fight.
You're saying, like, take the money and watch a guy get murdered?
Yeah, I'd take the money and run.
An icon get destroyed.
Yeah, Mike, you're on your own. Jump the fence. Then I can't say anything, right?
Wacky.
Isn't that a crazy story,
though?
He literally, that shows you how crazy that guy is. He's nuts.
He was super drugged out then, too.
But also, you get hit in the head enough, you're going to have some brain damage.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah.
He's got it, no doubt. Wow. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I found Silly Poopy.
Woo! You bought it?
I bought it.
Yes.
Atta girl.
Why? Because I have a problem. Okay? Because I was like, I'll give it to my kid as a joke, you know, so they can play it in the dorm room.
Yeah.
My kid is never going to take that back and say, hey, you guys, you want to play Silly Poopy?
It'd be hilarious. I would see a bunch of college kids
right?
run around campus.
Play it on the ground.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny. But what I think is funny, what he thinks is funny, is two different things.
All right. Yeah. Earlier this morning, we announced a big stadium tour. It's the big-ass stadium tour with Post Malone and Jelly Roll. We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning at 7:30.
When am I Slacker
Show.
Buy them?
Slacker Show has them later today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
So you got another chance to win today, and of course, we'll have them for you again tomorrow. So that should be huge. And tickets go on sale
Monday.
At noon.
Right. Correct.
Noon Monday. That's the pre-sale.
Again, that's Post Malone and Jelly Roll. Huge, huge tour. I mean, this is going to be crazy. And they're doing it in the stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be the show of the summer.
Yeah.
It'll rock. Yeah. All right, have a great
sorry,
day.
What? What? Cool guy?
It'll rock. Whoa, it'll rock. Yeah. It'll rock. Yeah. It's bad.
Wow, you really sick. Sold it right there.
It's sick.
It is sick. It is sick. It's gnar.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.